Hey, sports fans, we're back with another movie bonfire, and we're not talking about Jason today.
Or sports. So, if you like sports, then you're at the wrong place.
But if you like zombies, you're at the right place, because this marathon, which lasts six movies...
Seven.
How did we get seven?
You get three.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You're okay. The marathon
well,
founder.
The first movie is my movie. It's called Dead Girl, and I don't think anyone saw it. It's a little independent movie that came out earlier this year, and... I picked it basically because I was on the internet, as I am every day, searching about movies, and I found a list of top zombie movies of all time. And this little movie, which
was not on it.
No, it was on it.
Oh, okay.
It was on it, and I noticed that it was made this year. And I like the setup, which is a couple little teenagers find a girl in the basement of a abandoned psycho ward hospital. And she's on locked up on this gurney, basically has chained to the gurney. And they discover that she's not dead, but she is kind of dead.
Undead.
And then hilarity ensues. So it was a great setup, but then it really just takes a dive into the sickening depths. Would you not say this?
I would. This is where I wanted to give some notes here about why it takes a dive into the sickening depths. And I think we could have, if we would have thought about this beforehand, we might have seen this coming. The writer is named Trent Haga. I don't know how you say his name. H-A-A-G-A. He is associated with Troma quite a bit.
Oh,
he wrote
Troma.
He
films.
Wrote Citizen Toxie, Toxic Avenger Part 4.
Oh.
The best of the Toxic Avenger series. Clearly, it's the fourth one. As we know from watching 12 Jason movies, they only get better as series progress.
Until it's rebooted.
Exactly. So we got that guy. He's the writer. And then we have, I don't know who, the director's Marcel Sarmiento. No idea who he is. There's no information on him that
pretty
I could find.
Pretty much a nobody from
yeah.
what I saw.
Looks like they just grabbed the guy and were like, hey man, can you direct this? But the co-director is Gaddy Harrell, and he was also a worker at Troma. He was the assistant director on Terra Firma, and then he was director of like design for many of their films. So we've got a little, it looks to me like this is Troma trying to go serious, would be my call on this movie.
Interesting.
Okay. Troma goes drama.
I didn't read any of that. I just liked the setup.
No, well, you wouldn't have known that. You wouldn't have thought, like, let me go look and see if some sickos from Troma might have worked on this.
Now, are we going to go into plot development here and give the story away? I think we should, because no one's listening to this, and it's more fun if we go all the way through.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We have to dissect the movie,
so
as it were.
So, when I say going to the depths of depravity, when they find this girl in the basement, their first instinct is basically to have sex with her.
Wait.
Is that what...
There's two characters here we're talking about.
JT and Ricky.
JT, yes, his first instinct is like, ooh, boobies. She's hot. I'm going to do her.
Yeah.
Our hero, quote unquote, Ricky, is like, whoa, dude. What the fuck, man? No way. Yeah. He even gets in a fight with JT. JT punches him, and JT's like, get the fuck out of here. And Ricky, as we learn through this character development that we get, is a little pussy. And he will never stand up for himself.
Check.
Or what he believes in. So we are to believe that under these circumstances, Ricky would be like, oh, man, my friend JT's just overpowered me. I should leave him alone and let him rape this poor innocent girl that's tied up in a basement. That's what we're supposed to understand here.
Now, at this point in the movie, I was like, this is idiotic and insane. Nobody would actually act this way. And they're acting just basically to propel this sick movie ahead. And no human would actually do this, have sex with a dead body.
They don't know she's dead yet at this point. They just think it's a girl chained up.
All right, whatever.
Well, she moves from the first scene that they see
her,
so they know she's not dead.
Here's my point. I watched this movie on the same day that story hit about the 18-year-old backyard sex slave captivity story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized that maybe there are people in the world who would do this. It's
yeah.
sick.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Yeah. Human beings are sick, and these two characters are two of them. At least one of them is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, even with Ricky, I was a little disappointed in his character. I mean,
definitely.
If you're going to be moral, then your morality applies to your friends as well.
Yeah.
Not just, I'm going to go away now.
Yeah.
Because if I don't see it, then it's okay.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the... They kind of drug that out like you were like, okay, there's a battle here. Ricky's saying no, JT's saying yes. There's going to be a battle. No. It was like over when it started.
Yeah.
JT was like, no, dude. Like, that's the first thing that popped into his mind. Oh, my God, there's a dead girl chained up. Oh, I'm going to fuck her. What? Well, not a dead girl, just a girl. There's a girl chained up in a basement. I'm going to fuck her. That's what he thinks. That's crazy.
Well, let me throw this out there. Are you sure? I didn't get the impression that JT had sex with a girl until the second scene where Ricky was back. Because he told him about how he had, like, punched her and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
But I didn't think that he had sex with her at that point.
Oh, so... But why did he make JT leave in that first scene?
Probably because Ricky was trying to get him to free the girl. Remember, he kept saying, let's free her and get out of here.
Yeah,
and he didn't want to do that. He wanted to check her out.
Yeah. So then what we're supposed to understand is that JT went over there to maybe try and do that.
Yeah, I'm sure it was in his plans.
And then we find out later that he just beats the shit out of her, thinking that he killed her, but she won't die.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh... She's just a little zombie. She's my sex slave.
Doesn't he shoot her at one point?
Three times. Yep.
When Ricky comes back.
That's how he proves to Ricky that she's undead. I remember that part.
Yep.
That was gross.
Yeah.
As much of this movie is.
Now, what do you think... Let me ask you this. As far as zombies go or monsters go, tell me what you thought of the dead girl. As
a zombie?
As a...
Scary zombie.
Really?
I was scared of her. She was untied. She had a scary face. This is one thing I had with this movie. How are these... I don't care how depraved these fuckers are. How are they getting boners? And how are they fucking this girl over and over and over in the presence of each other and with her bloody and decaying everywhere?
I totally agree with you.
Yeah. That part just is beyond me. Like, I can understand if you're saying they're just depraved and, like, they're sickos.
Yeah.
But... This is not sexy at all.
I know.
This is gross.
Ability to get an erection in the company of four other dudes and a dead body.
Yeah.
That is insanely horny if you're at that point in your life.
Yeah. Well, and
that's why no one would be like that.
Yeah.
And they followed each other. It's not like, you know, oh, it's this fresh girlfriend that, you know, I can imagine has never had sex with anybody else. No, you just watched her get tagged. And now you're going to go in? No, thanks.
Yeah, that was gross too.
One guy even
like,
says later.
Taking turns. And
what
like,
does he say later?
I'm not saying what he says.
You turn her over. And...
yeah. Oh. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is worse than some sick porn I've ever seen. God.
This, I think it did. It was bad. All the scenes were bad. But knowing what it was about made me prepared for it to the point where I was like, oh, Oh, she's just getting raped again. That's happening.
Now, let's just skip beyond that, because we do have some storyline with our moral-centered character. He has the hots for a little girl at the school called Joanne.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how the... That's kind of like what we kind of get to is that these two friends are part... They're from the wrong side of the tracks, basically. There's nothing good going for them. They got nothing to look forward to in their life. And it's basically a battle of that type of a person versus the jocks of the other side. So I think that's the theme that runs through as we progress, because the jocks get involved with the dead girl a little bit later, which is pretty sick.
They bring the jocks down, because we've got... So now we've got three characters.
They introduce Wheeler, which is another scumball.
Pothead kind of guy. They bring down these two jock characters who were just going to beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, well, hold on first, because remember, they did get in a fight before that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and I think they went a little far to make it clear, okay, one part of the reason that these guys are treating this dead girl so badly and as a sex slave is because they have no power in the real world, so over her, they do have power.
Exactly.
And that comes to surface after they get their asses beat when Wheeler's like, oh yeah, well, we've got this, and she's better than anybody else.
Yeah, that's true. So they're saying, like, well, maybe you can kick my ass in the real world, but I have power over this girl, and she's hot, and I can fuck her whenever I want, so fuck you.
Yeah. And I think that's also why JT didn't have sex for the first time. It was a different kind of porn he was expressing with his just beating her until she, like, died. I mean, you know, violence to the extreme is also kind of a porn.
That's why we have movies like Saw. And Hostile.
Faces of Death. And
you know, that kind of goes along with what happens to JT's character. JT becomes sort of a zombie pimp character later on. As if he has pop... I mean, he's just basically this loser. But in this underworld of this dead girl, And as he's actually tries to make more of his little sex slaves, he becomes more of like a, he's the leader of this underworld. And at one point you see him down in the basement, he's like, yeah, I've been here all night. He's got his robe on, as if he has had, you know, numerous bouts of sex with this dead girl, you know, drinking his little whiskey or whatever.
He said he's been there for like 3 days or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. What did you call him? Zombie Hugh Hefner? he's like sitting down there with his little glass clinking in his underwear and his robe. That scene, this was one of my favorite scenes, but then it got ruined by what happens afterwards. But so JT and Wheeler, these two guys just got the shit beat out of them by these two jocks. They bring these jocks down here to see this dead girl. And then we have, I mean, Ricky and...
Ricky and Wheeler.
Yeah, JT's sitting there all in his robe, and he's like comes out of the corner. He's got the scratch on his face. That was really creepy. And yeah. You could see how the jocks were like, oh, fuck. These people are beyond us. Like, they have this girl chained up and beaten. She's all bloody. This is insane. We shouldn't have fucked with these guys. And that moment, I was like, wow, that is really creepy that this guy's down here with this girl chained up. And these jocks were like, fuck that. We're getting out of here. We're telling the cops. This is crazy. But then, right in the middle of that scene gets completely ruined because somehow they convince these jocks through peer pressure from losers. Hey, man, if you don't fuck her, then you're a loser.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's where the movie goes completely off the tracks.
I agree that it's insane and stupid, but that's the payoff when you have the... He doesn't go, you know, he goes after the blowjob version of sex at that point. Oh, my God,
the grossest.
And then what I liked about that scene was that Ricky, there is some eye contact between Ricky and the girl. And you can tell that Ricky is telling her, all you got to do is chomp down, babe, and we are going to get out of this mess. And I felt like there was a connection between zombie girl and Ricky telling him, this is how we're going to get out of this mess.
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Yeah.
I also thought that the jocks were supposed to represent, like, mainstream society, and I figured the directors were probably trying to make a statement that underneath it all, if you strip away, you know, everybody else, they would do the same thing.
That's true.
But, I don't know, it was pretty weakly
done. If you speak in analogy on a broader scale, then yeah, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
In
for that situation.
That guy would not do that. He has Joanne at home. There's no way he's going to...
He even said so in his stilted acting style.
Well, yeah, that's
I got the best pussy ever home for me.
Well, yeah, but remember that's when Ricky turned the tables like, oh, yeah, well, I bet she doesn't give you a blowjob.
Oh, that's true.
Dead girl will. I bet you've never had a blowjob.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I got a boner right now. I'll just put it in these bloody teeth.
That was my next question. Does she bite his penis totally off, or is it kind of like just... dangling there, or is it just kind of injured?
I couldn't get it to stop on that one frame where they showed it, so I don't know.
Because I'm like, dude, if your dick is bit off, you don't need to be going to school. You need to be going to the hospital.
Yeah.
And getting that thing sewed back on. But they didn't really gather it back up when he left, so it must have just been
bit.
It sort of looked like, yeah, she took a chunk out of the side of the shaft is what it kind of looked like. Zoom didn't work.
This is reminiscent of teeth. Yeah. When the doctor gets his fingers chopped off.
Yeah.
And they're like, how did this happen? I don't want to talk about it. I think that's what was this guy's name? Matt?
The Johnny? Jock?
Yeah. Johnny? That's what he probably would have said to the doctor.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
No.
My dick got a piece of it. Not mention it. So we get our first victim, and we all know what happens when a zombie bites someone. We've learned this from all the other zombie movies. And this is what happens to our jock friend here.
My question is, why does it not happen when JT is scratched?
Yeah, I thought so too.
But he got scratched by the bolts on her on her chains.
Why was it like...
I don't know, but it was like she had the chains on her wrist and she punched him.
Huh. I thought, because it looked like fingernail marks.
I don't want to watch it again, but I'd have to look at it again. I thought, because that's what I thought it looked more like fingernail scratchings, but when she hit him, I thought that she hit him with the metal. So, I don't know. Maybe they didn't really think through a lot of things here, so I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't think that through either. Yeah.
Unless that, you know, zombiness is only transmitted via saliva, not vaginal juice or any other juice.
Yeah. Yeah, weird. What about that? Actually, no, there was no vaginal juice. Because remember that incredibly disgusting JT's like, we need to get some lube. She's like totally dry.
Yeah. Oh, God. I do remember that.
So
you're hitting all the high points. I hope they use the condom, which I
don't
think they did.
No, I don't think they did either. It's so nasty.
Well, still, I mean, and that just lends also to the fact that there's probably going to be vaginal bleeding if there was no lubricant.
Or that yellow pus stuff that comes out of the bullet holes.
Yeah, which apparently they
used. Who's going to choke to death just thinking about it?
You guys are making me sick.
So the movie didn't make you sick, but talking about it does?
I'm gagging right now. So what happened? Like, can we fast forward this a bit?
Oh, I wish I did.
Basically, it's a battle between this moral dude and what's going to happen to the end, which he did. Which we let's fast forward to the end. What happens?
Ricky shows up with the machete.
Oh wait, no, you got to talk about JT getting the idea of making more zombies. Once they figured out that old Matt turned into a zombie from the bite, they're like, oh shit, we can make some more zombie sex slaves.
Yeah.
So they go to the gas station, wait for some poor woman to show up. Finally, no one shows up. This ugly fat lady shows up, and they're like, okay, we're going to take that one. And that girl basically beats the shit out of him, yeah. Which is pretty funny.
That was great.
I did like that. I like that they're starting to get their comeuppance in that scene.
Yeah.
And that they're seeing, like, in the real world, they are little pieces of shit. They can't. They're trying to kidnap this girl, and she's like, fuck you, and beats the shit out of them and takes their wallet.
Yeah, that's true. That's another little, like, evidence for them wanting to stay in this underworld because they get beat up by some woman.
I was kind of mad at that woman, though, for just leaving.
Yeah.
Like, some dudes just tried to knock you out and kidnap you, and you just leave?
And you're bleeding from your head?
Yeah. She's going to have a concussion. I would fucking call, at least go in the gas station and be like, hey, there's some fuckers outside that tried to beat me up. You should maybe call the cops. And then leave if you don't want to be there.
Who's the gas station attendant? Were you distracted by all the other customers? No. There was no one there. How do you not see this fight in your parking lot? What are you doing?
It was the middle of the night, maybe. Anyway, so Joanne shows up and she's like, what'd you guys do to my boyfriend? He just pooped out his guts in the bathroom. And they're like, why don't we just show you? Then cut to end. They have Joanne and the zombie now tied up together, and they're just waiting for, I don't know.
Batman style.
Yeah, it was like, what was the deal here? Just have her, it was just a complete setup for Ricky to show up and save the day, which is what happens. Well, kind of.
But yeah, instead of just having her bite the girl, in classic bad guy style, they just set it up. Like, we'll do it in a minute. We'll do it in a minute if no one else shows up.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have this final showdown scene.
Right.
That they're just pulling out all the plot stops they can to try and make this story get propelled on.
Arms chopped off.
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Well, you know.
Bite in the face. Crap. Oh, God.
This was actually a great transition movie from the Jason series into zombies. Because we still got a machete.
That's
you
know, true.
Yeah, that's true. Jason zombie, hand chopped off. I felt like I still knew a little bit about what was going on.
Yeah.
Still home.
Like you had done your homework for this movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So push comes to shove, our JT's bitten dead, presumably zombie riddled. We don't know what happened to Wheeler. I think he's got his arm chopped off. And poor little Joanne is bit as well.
No.
Oh, she's not?
She was stabbed by JT.
She was stabbed by JT.
Oh, but she was dying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So let's go back, though. So
all right,
basically, there's a big showdown. JT frees. No, Joanne frees the zombie girl, not knowing what she's unleashing. Zombie girl goes crazy, starts running wild. No, she does eat the shit out of Wheeler immediately. So
that's right.
While that madness is going on, Ricky frees Joanne. They run for the door. And then JT has Zombie Girl on a chain like a dog.
Yeah.
And you think, this is the impression I got, that like JT is in power of her somehow. That there's like a connection that she will not attack him. That she's like his slave. Because he's holding her back. Then she just turns around and eats the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And then she looks right at Ricky and then runs past him and busts down a giant steel door. So she's had this power all the time and just laid there chained
up.
Yeah,
why did she just all of a sudden use that power now? I don't get it.
I don't know.
It's stupid.
So then we think, oh, everybody's okay. You know, the bad guy's got what was coming to him.
The hero's going off with his new little girlfriend.
But his girlfriend's like, grow up. I don't like you.
I don't like you in the real world, dumbass.
And then JT's like, there's still time, dude. let me bite her before she dies. And that's like the pre-end. And then we go
to this kind of like Wizard of Oz scene where the movies are just a dream, and Ricky's dressed in some nice clothes, and you think, well, that was all just an awful daydream that he had in his science class. But then the end is not so. We shouldn't give it away, but I can guess.
You can probably guess what the end
is. Anyway, that's what I liked about the movie, is it had some balls at the end. Like, it just didn't end up with, you know, Ricky elevating from his scumball level into the world of the jocks and Joanne. He stayed in his world, and he turned totally badass.
Badass?
He's a jerk. That's what I liked about it. It had some... It had some nads to see it through.
Here's a question for you. Did you like the fact that Zombie Girl didn't kill Ricky? That apparently there was some sort of connection. She has some sort of humanity left. I did not like that.
You did not like that?
No, I mean, I thought that's, you know, she's either a zombie or not. I mean, why wouldn't she kill him?
Yeah. I guess I kind of liked it because I was like, man, if she kills him, that's going to suck. But... it would have made more sense.
But when she grabbed his arm when he set her one arm free, wasn't she going to kill him if he hadn't ripped it away? I felt like he was done for there if he didn't get the hell out away from her. Like, there's just little flashes of... I felt like that zombie had a little bit of a flash of consciousness. Like, every once in a while, it could see what was happening. Like, definitely she knew to take the chomp out of the guy's dick, and definitely she knew... She knew that Ricky was a good guy. Like, she... I felt like that she knew that. I don't know. That's what I thought.
Yeah, but here's my question. Say you do have a little bit of consciousness. Okay, you're a zombie. Check. But, you know, you've got some of your humanity left. You're chained up. Dudes are raping you. Home Slice never rapes you, but he's there several times.
Watching it.
Watching.
Doing nothing.
Not freeing you. Tries to free you. Gets interrupted, but then never comes back to finish the job.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you kill him? He sat there and let you get raped, like, over and over.
I don't know. It's a stupid movie. It's not thought through.
I think that's a big part of it. There's a lot of plot things that they're just like, this furthers the plot. We can't make this decision.
Or maybe she wanted Ricky to fuck her, but he wouldn't.
Then she would have killed him.
That was the only one she wanted to.
I find it interesting what you were saying at the end of the movie where you thought JT had power over the dead girl because... I thought about that earlier when he was putting lipstick on her.
Yeah.
Like, somehow they had become an alliance. Like, she didn't really try to bite him or anything.
Yeah, she was just looking at him. And then a dog jumps up there, and she eats the shit out of the dog. And no, it's farther away from where JT was.
That would have been more interesting. Like, JT had some, you know, fell in love with a dead girl, and they actually had a bit of a relationship. Versus at the end, she just kills him.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Maybe because he wouldn't let her go free when she was finally ready to go free.
She should just bit him, then he would become a zombie couple.
Well, when JT was sitting there, wasn't just his lip, like, bit off?
Yeah, he was okay,
actually.
What
else was wrong with him?
That's true.
Oh, maybe it was that, then. I don't think so.
Maybe she tried to kiss him and bit his face off instead.
Yeah, zombie motor skills.
That's true. They sure didn't develop it enough for you to realize it.
Listen, this is what I'm saying. This is trauma goes drama. Tridrama, I don't know what you call it.
Tridrama.
Something like that. So,
well,
it's like their first attempt. These people who have been related, who have been involved in this, like, grotesque, comedic horror genre for years, they're, like, transitioning into being like, okay, let's take out the jokes. Let's put a little more, try and make this in the real world, kind of. And do what we've been doing before, low-budget horror. And make it happen. And they've never had to think about plot points before.
Well, let me throw a little a shout out to them or a praise for them.
I like Troma too. I'm just saying.
The at least as far as the directing, like I thought there were some very artistic scenes, and that were shot in there just for, you know, just because it enhanced the movie and made it a little better. Like one that comes to mind is when Ricky looks over and he sees this small plant in the middle of this, like, disgusting.
Oh yeah, that was interesting. Yep.
Cement, and then, like, the light just slowly closes on it, and then it's out. I'm like, holy shit, that was really symbolic and really really well done. Yeah. Right in the middle of this crap.
I wonder if that's why they brought in Marcel's Sarmiento.
Maybe that's what that was.
Maybe he's like the, he's the director. Maybe he had to be like, whoa, 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 guys, come on. Let's add a little touch of niceness to this. Let's put a bow on this shit. So maybe that's why they called him in.
I think it was that, because these guys are not very experienced at all. I think they're still fresh. They're still throwing out ideas.
I would
still
try cool shit. I would go see their next movie. I mean, they give me enough to, like...
You know what?
Would I go see the next movie? I think that it could be better.
Yeah,
these guys are just experimenting.
Yeah. And it's very experimental, for sure. This guy, Trent Haga, who wrote this, his next movie that he wrote is called Poor Things. And it's got Brittany Murphy, Rosario Dawson, Shirley MacLaine, and Olympia Dukakis.
Ooh.
It's about these women who make friends with homeless guys and then murder them so they can get their life insurance policies.
Wow.
What's the name of it?
Poor Things.
Interesting.
Oh, man. Olympia Dukakis.
And Shirley MacLaine and Olympia Dukakis. So I think that Trent Haga, the writer of this, he's moving up in the world.
No doubt.
So, okay, this movie. All
right, tell me.
Go ahead.
Can we give a grade on it? Because we don't usually do that, but I like. Can we get back to the old school?
This is a hard one, though.
Can we do an old school movie bonfire grade?
Yeah. How about I want to give it two grades.
All right. I'm gonna give this. Can I do it?
Yeah,
since it's my movie. I'm gonna say C plus. C plus, B minus, maybe B minus. It's a sick movie. Don't go see it. But there's something about it that has a little bit of heart and it has a little bit of bravery. So I'll give it that.
That's what I would say too. I'd say a B minus because it is kind of a shitty movie and you're not going to come out with new found knowledge of anything, but it is experimental, which is good. They're not going the same old horror zombie thing. They're taking some risks, some big risks. It was called like too controversial to be released. They didn't even want it to get released on DVD because of the content, and I can understand that. It's not a good movie, but it will, if you're looking for something that's kind of scary, there are some moments that are pretty scary, and I'd say horror movie ranking, B minus, normal movie ranking, it's a D. If you just think of like all movies on a scale, it's a D, but in a horror movie genre, just that, I gave it a B minus.
I'm going to give the directing a B, because I thought the directing was pretty solid. I'm going to give the character development a B as well.
Good point.
But I'm going to give the writing and the story a D, because I did not think...
For dead.
I didn't think that was very good. So overall, I think that brings it up to like a C+.
Oh, pretty good agreement.
I like that. Yeah.
Although, even though you hear these ratings, I think we would all tell you, don't go see this on our recommendation because you won't want to talk to us again.
It depends on who you're talking to. Like, if you're talking to some horror fan, yeah, go see it. If you're talking to my wife, no.
Or if you're talking to Will's wife, don't even mention that he saw this movie.
Or any other female, for that matter.
Actually, my wife watched this movie with me.
Really?
And she was actually...
Oh, really?
The one thing she was happy about was at the end when Joanne gets turned into a zombie... She was like, good, that girl was a bitch. So,
nice.
Yeah, she just kept saying that she felt bad for the actress who played the dead girl.
Yeah.
She was like, I can't think of a shittier role that you could possibly have than being totally naked through every day of filming, being in almost every scene, having no lines, and being made to look really gross and scary.
Yeah.
That's like the worst possible role. And I was like, well... Although she auditioned for it, so...
It was probably pretty easy. I mean...
I don't know. That was...
I mean, sure, she couldn't have had any shame, but she didn't have to worry about, oh, am I portraying the right, you know,
sense of danger here? Yeah.
Am I, like, really dead today or just mostly dead?
Yeah.
I think people will do anything to be in a movie.
I think that this girl did that.
Yeah.
So, hey, folks, this movie's rated R.
It was
R. It's only rated R. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Strong aberrant sexuality. Aberrant. Notice that word aberrant. It means more than you think it means.
That is true.
Is that anything like aberrant?
Yeah, it is kind of like that, actually. It's almost exactly the same thing.
Oh, okay. Just a little different.
Yeah. You just say it differently, really, is the thing. It's got graphic nudity.
Graphic.
And it's got bloody violence. and pervasive language.
Pervasive.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, watch out for those things when you're watching this movie.
Language is the worst of your worries.
Yeah.
Basically, I thought this was kind of like Friday the 13th with no milk and honey. Basically.
Yeah. Actually, there was. Did you see when they stuck their finger in the bullet hole?
Oh!